We offer our loving pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. Esteemed elders, dear brothers and sisters, on this Gandhi Jayanti day, a day which also falls in the birthday week of Shirdi Sai, the Sai Sannidhi group, which comprises of the alumni of Sai educational institutions, serving Bhagwan in the various institutions established by him at Rajahmundry, Bangalore, Mudanahalli, and at Prashantilayam, have gathered at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan to offer our gratitude and also to celebrate the Sannidhyam with the Divine. The theme that we have chosen for this evening is enlightened interviews in group interviews. And on this occasion, my mind travels more than a century ago. It was the year 1917, and the venue is Shirdi. The occasion was special because Shirdi had a very special visitor that day. The person was the renowned freedom fighter Bal Gangadhar Tilak. And he was visiting Baba for a very specific purpose. In the Sai Darbar, he got an opportunity to interact with Sai. And he asked Baba, "My approach to the freedom struggle, is it right or wrong, Bhagwan? Please tell." Bhagwan's words then and even now are always mystic, not easy to decipher. Only time will tell. Bhagwan said, "Tilak, you are growing old. What is the question and what is the answer?" We don't know how Tilak received the message, but Shirdi Sai's biographer, Narasimha Swamiji, analyzed that conversation very beautifully in his book. He says, Baba's advice to Tilak was, "Tilak, you have done enough. Now take rest." He passed away in the year 1920. "Relax. Leave it to others. Now you think of God." That is the first level of message. The second level, which Narasimha Swamiji interprets, "Your time is done. Now there's somebody else coming with an international exposure who will take your movement to the masses and take India to freedom." And that was the advent of Gandhiji on the political scene of India. It's very difficult to interpret the words of the Divine, whether it was 100 years ago or in our own time when we had an opportunity to interact. At this juncture, I would like to share a personal perspective, because this is a gathering of Sai Sannidhi. What did this group mean to Bhagwan? And through a comic tragedy drama, he revealed to me what this group means. Why I call it a comic tragedy or a tragic comedy. It was actually a tragic comedy. It starts with a tragedy but ends in a comedy. This is a family, and with a family one can share one's own intimate family matters. One evening, Bhagwan finished his darshan on the lady's side. He finished the gent's side, and normally he would go around the mandir before he enters the interview room. At that time, I was the warden of the senior boys hostel here, because there was only one hostel at that time. And I used to sit near the bhajan hall door. So Swami climbed the slope and passed by me. He saw me sitting there and he said, "Come behind me." So I walked behind, little realizing what he was up to. So I went up right up to the mandir front, and suddenly he turned. And I am standing there next to him. The students are seated there, the teachers are seated there, the guests are seated there. And suddenly he dropped the bombshell. He looked at Dr. Safaya, who was the director of our super speciality hospital here. The hospital had just started. And he said, "Warden, do you know what Dr. Safaya is saying? He is saying that Swami's students should not be allowed to work in the hospital." How do you expect me to react to that? I thought to myself, Swami, I'm having my hands full from 8th standard to PhD, 600 students, 24/7 demand my time. These students have passed out of the portals of our university. I am no longer answerable for them. They are in your lap. You are their custodian. But because it is a very grave situation, you have to take a serious face and allow things to unfold. And he looked at Dr. Safaya and said, "Safaya, is it true or not? You said that or not?" "Yes, Swami, I did say it," he said. "See, Warren, look what director is saying." So in front of everybody, on behalf of the first batch of hospital boys, whom Swami, you know, literally reared like the apple of his eye, I received the first blessings. And after everything is over, he sent me back. And I'm wondering, what did Swami do? How am I connected to boys who are working in the hospital? And then I realized what Swami had done. The director of the hospital, maybe our boys had, in their youthful exuberance, they just stepped out of the university, working in their first organization, had ruffled a few feathers, and Swami got the report. Now, once he has got the report, he has to act. But these are his boys, and he is rearing them, developing them, so he has to do something. "So, Safaya, you told me." "See, I have told the warden." And the conversation is over. What is the warden supposed to do? "So I have acted." And the chapter is closed. He didn't say one word to those boys. Time doesn't stop here. 10 years later, I moved on to Vrindavan, and the new hospital in Whitefield started. And after a few months of operation, Swami asked Dr. Safaya, a great gentleman, a very great devotee of Bhagwan, his love for Bhagwan and his love for the students and the care that he took for Swami's students when they needed medical attention, I tell you, is unmatched. Now he is the director of both the hospitals. Swami said, "You be the director of both the hospitals." But all the time he was in Whitefield, and one day we invited him to speak to our students in Vrindavan on the moral class day. And he gave a beautiful exposition about the mission, healthcare mission of Bhagwan, about the temple of healing. And out of the blue came this another bombshell. He said, "My dear students, I am the director of two hospitals, one at Patti and at Whitefield. But all the time I am here at Whitefield. I hardly visit the hospital at Prashantilayam. But yet the hospital at Prashantilayam runs as smoothly as Swami would want it, even though I am not there. Do you know what is the secret?" And then he revealed, "The secret is because of Swami students who are working in Prashantinilayam super speciality hospital, I am so blissfully resident at Whitefield." So I said, "Swami, I had to live having got fired that day in the mandir for apparently no reason. I lived to see and hear from the same gentleman's mouths 10 years down the line. What does the Sai Sannidhi group mean to Bhagwan? God lived with them, they lived with God. God lives with them, they live with God." A few months ago, one of our Sai Sannidhi members was sharing, it was the month of December, and he was working in the university and they were planning for the sports meet. There was some delay in the preparation and the planning stage, and he was a little anxious. For a few days, he could not come to the mandir. For the third day, when he missed the mandir darshan and bhajan, that night Swami appears in his dream and says, "Mangaru, you've been very busy these days. For last 3 days, you didn't come for darshan." And he said, "Yes, Swami, I was busy with the sports meet. His program planning has got delayed a little." When he was sharing it with me, this is what I told. What if today, with our physical eyes, we are not able to see Swami? He is sitting here and he is seeing all of us. If it gives him joy that we, all of us, gather at his lotus feet and sit and sing his glory, let us give him that joy, because he belongs to all of us and we belong to him. Every moment that we spent with Bhagwan was a revelation. We are talking of the group interviews. You know, when we talk of this interview room, what shall we say? Each one of us who has had an opportunity to be in that interview room has its own memories. One day, I remember the third year undergraduate students and the second PG students were praying, "Bhagwan, Swami, please call us for an interview. Please call us for an interview." They were in their final year. And Swami apparently was not giving a date. One day evening, the interviews were over for the devotees and Swami came out. Suddenly he looked at us and he said, "Hey, you all are asking for an interview, come." It was such a sudden thing. And to our utter surprise, he said, "Both second PG and third UG, all of you come." You won't believe it, in that small room, 12 by 12, 80 plus students were accommodated. You know, we used to call it a rubber room. You can't imagine, physically, 80 students have got accommodated in the room. But that was Swami's love. And the best part was, because it was so sudden, there were a few students who thought, maybe today Swami will not call. Some chemistry practical was left unfinished. So after the darshan, they had gone to the chemistry lab to complete the practical and they missed the interview. The vice chancellor of the university comes to the university campus and says, "You know, Swami was telling that yesterday 3 students missed the interview." See, 80 plus students have got the interview, but Swami is concerned about the 3 students who missed the interview. So that is the beauty of the group interview. On another occasion, I remember, the school students were blessed. Every class was getting an interview with Swami. And so one of those classes were interacting with Swami in the interview room, and suddenly one boy shouts, "Swami, the wall is leaking." And they looked in that direction, and lo and behold, from the wall of the interview room, water is leaking, oozing out of the wall. And then Swami said, "You know what? The wall is not leaking. The walls are weeping in joy, seeing my love and my compassion, which I am showering on each one of you." So these are the moments, cherished moments, that we have spent. One day a revelation, another day a guidance, one day a consolation, another day insight for our daily life. These are the moments that we have shared with Bhagwan throughout our interactions with Swami. So it is our delight today that Swami, you have blessed us with this opportunity to gather at your lotus feet and offer the delightful melodies of our heart and offer it at your divine lotus feet. Jai Sai Ram.
Yeah. Beautifully, all the feelings and sentiments which we wanted to express have been so beautifully sung and rendered by our brothers here. Sai Ram to everyone. Let me set the scene for you. 1984, last 10 days of the semester, the first batch of the PG students are going to graduate, and Swami is upset with us. He is not allowing us to talk to him. He is not allowing us to approach him. And we were at a loss what to do. And he was slated to leave to Vrindavan. As usual, we pray to him and he finds a solution. He found a beautiful instrument in the form of Professor Nanjundaya and let him know through him quietly that he was coming to hostel that Sunday. So we got hope and we planned, asked the warden, we'll get out Swami. And every time we have anything to plead with Swami, we would go to him, rush to him and get out. It was not possible in Mandir because he was not allowed. He used to walk only in the upper portico, not allowed to come. So this gave us a chance and we planned all of us to sit in front near the Jhula in the Bharti hostel. And true to it, when he came, oh, surrounded him. Swami, 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 please, Swami, please, Swami. What, Swami, Swami? Keep us with us, Swami. Please forgive us, keep us, Swami. Please with us. So all of us, pleaded so vociferously. And then Swami melted. See, he is so like a butter. Give little warmth and he melts off. He melted and in that vociferous voices of all of us, he said, ఎవరైనా ఎట్లెట్లా ఉంచుకుంటామో అట్లా ఉంచుకుంటాం. నమస్కారం. నౌ సో ఫాస్ట్ హీ సెడ్ ఎవరెవరిని ఎట్లెట్లా ఉంచుకుంటామో అట్లా ఉంచుకుంటాము. ఎవరెవరిని, హూస్ ఎవర్, ఎట్లెట్లా, హౌ ఎవర్, ఇన్ వాట్ ఎవర్ కెపాసిటీ ఉంచుకుంటామో వి విల్ రిటైన్, అట్లా ఉంచుకుంటాం, దట్ వే వి విల్ రిటైన్. హీ సెడ్ సో క్విక్లీ అండ్ ఇట్ వాట్ టేకన్. సో వీఆర్ ఆల్ సో హ్యాపీ దట్ స్వామి హస్ ఫర్గివెన్ అస్ అండ్ వి టుక్ నమస్కార్ and we were very happy. But this slightly etched in the mind somehow. Fast forward, exams over, and then we are waiting for Swami to decide, because every mode of our after UG or after PG, we were wanting to hear, tell him, ask him only to give us direction what to do. So we are waiting, and we had got the chance now that PhD is going to start in the university. That is the first time. So we are allowed to apply, those who had got the qualified grade point average. They applied and only selected few were to be called for the interview for PhD. But as such, we were called as a PhD group of boys, PhD boys. That's how Swami coined us. And then one fine evening, he called, PhD boys. So we rushed inside the interview room. So the most coveted group interview, we got that time. Then again, Swami said, what are you going to do? Swami, you only should tell us, we want to be with you. Again, we reiterated. You keep telling like this, we want to be with you. See that fellow, he's already joined his father's business. Isn't it? So he was like, shocked, but pleasantly surprised. Yes, Swami acknowledged. He is going to go and join a company and be near his father and mother. Very good. Be with your parents, make them happy. Very nice. So that flashed in the mind. Whosoever, however, I'm going to fix them. Wherever it is, it's Swami's place. Then he came near us, myself and my classmate Jogiraj was there. Library maku pillal kavali. Will you do library science? He looked like that. I mean, generally he spoke like that, but particularly he looked at two of us and said, will you do library science? Now, will you do is a very dicey question. It is choice he is giving to us, and we don't know where it's going to lead to. So we always wanted to, you know, Swami, you tell. When you decide, then only. So we said, Swami, chayvante chestam. So if you tell us do, we will do. Like library chestam is, will you do library chestam? Chayvante chestam. If you do, say do, we'll do. So we kept our hands like that. Then he looked into our eyes and said, chayi. No, very decisive, he put his hand, thumbed his hand in our cupped hands and said, chayi. The moment he said that, there are two flashbacks. One was this, ever only at lunch kuntam. No? Yes. Second flashback was way back in the 6th standard when I was in St. Xavier's in Jaipur. We had a beautiful library there, and thanks to my father and his grace, he had inculcated reading habits in me. So that library had very beautifully arranged books, catalogued well, and at the back of one moment's thought, we could get whatever we wanted. So in that happiness, you should have such a library. Why that thought came there? I don't know. You should have such a library. And why that thought after 11 years should surface at that point of time when he's asking you to do library science? Where is he? Where is time? It just bridged like that. So all the thoughts he only has put. That this library is science, library should come in this fellow's mind. And then afterwards when there is a crisis, when there is the transition of the university and there is a crisis in the library, we will need library boys and maybe I will tell him to do library science. Who plans? He has put the thought, he has given the capability, he is there to do. So much of journey occurs and then every aspect of our life he has determined. And he gives us a chance. The only factor which we have to have is the thirst to be with him. Thirst to connect to him. Have that confidence. Have that vishwas. Ask him for that shakti. To give us that shakti to walk the path which he has laid for us and give us an opportunity to do so. Thank you, Sai Ram.
कदम भरे दूसरों की जैसे पहले खुद को जय करे हम को मन की शक्ति देना मन विजय करे
सर्वलोकानां भिषजे भवरोगिणां निधये सर्वविद्यानां श्री दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः. ऐ आफर् मै हम्बल् सैल्युटेशन्स् एट् द लोटस् फीट् आफ् अवर् सद्गुरु. माय डियर् ब्रदर्स् एण्ड् सिस्टर्स्, लविङ्ग् सैडम्स् टु आल् आफ् यू. भगवान् इस् अवर् रियल् सद्गुरु एण्ड् इन् हिस् कृष्णावतार भगवान् चोस् ओन्ली Arjuna to be his deserved disciple to impart the great sacred Bhagavad Gita. However, in this Kali age, Bhagavan chose all of us, whether we are deserved or not, whether we deserve it or not, he chose all of us to impart this wonderful knowledge. The knowledge of the worldly knowledge and also the ultimate truth, the ultimate knowledge that is required for our lives. So education for living and education for life, it's both that we got from him. And through this endeavor of the university, Bhagwan gave all of us a chance to be part of this particular mission. And we're all the proud products of this university. And we offer our gratitude at his lotus feet for this great opportunity that we all got. MBA program in Swami's University has always been a very special course, and I am very fortunate to be in the third batch of this MBA course that Bhagwan started back in 1986. MBA course, when Swami started, actually has got very, very special attention, to the extent that Swami handpicked personally each and every individual for the course, especially for the first few batches to be precise. And then he would choose what courses and what subjects would be imparted, and he would go to the extent of, you know, what should be the order of subjects that should be taught. And then Swami, of course, gave us the best of the professionals, teachers, lecturers, and professors to teach us the subjects. Sometimes, Bhagwan himself took the mantle of actually teaching us the subjects. There was one such occasion when Bhagwan imparted this to us, gave us this worldly knowledge and also the ultimate knowledge. Kindly allow me to quote a couple of instances. One of the group interviews that Bhagwan granted to the third batch MBA boys, Swami was talking about marketing strategies. Trust me, brothers, this is global innovative global strategies in the car industry back in 1980s. Swami was talking about it, and he was taking the example of how the Americans have captured the car market with their big cars, with their luxurious cars and models like that. And then he went on to say there are big companies like General Motors who have actually captured the entire market. And subsequently, with their innovative strategies, the Japanese have taken over the Americans. And the caption that they used is, small is beautiful. Swami mentioned this. Swami said, small is beautiful. And then while saying this, he quickly created a soap cake. A small soap cake, pure white in color. And it was very fragrant. Elliptical size, you know, like a oval. And then he passed it around to all of us, for each one of us to see this. We were all mesmerized, we were all thrilled to see that. In fact, in those days, in India, we were all using the big 100 grams plus, you know, size of soaps, which were like, you know, Lifebuoy soaps or Mysore sandal soaps, which were pretty big. And sometimes we couldn't even hold them in our hands. Now, here is a soap, very small, easy to hold. And trust me, he was talking about the marketing strategies. Swami said, the product is so small, price is good, and then packaging is good. Swami is talking about 4 pieces of marketing. And then Swami said, this is how the Japanese captured the market. And then the Americans went into the quantities. They started pumping in many, many cars into the market. And then they wanted to capture the market share. They never focused much on the quality aspect. Swami said, quality is important. While the Japanese have actually seen the quality, and that gave them the quantities. And so subsequently, they became number one car manufacturers in the US. So again, emphasizing on the quality aspect, Swami said, quality is more important than the quantity. This is exactly how he demonstrates, you know, even the worldly knowledge. I don't think any teacher teaching in a classroom can actually demonstrate like this. Imagine, Swami is giving us a practical example, a touching, you know, which you can touch, a tangible product that you can actually see. And then, of course, you know, he explains how the thing is. On the other hand, with the same ease, Swami also explains the ultimate truth, ultimately telling us, you know, what we are here for. We are all here to merge in Bhagwan. We are all here to, you know, pray to Swami and then get closer to him. In one other occasion, on another occasion, Bhagwan was talking about this, and he said, Mirandaru Bhagavat Swarupule. Saying so, Swami quickly created these photographs, about 30 numbers of small passport size photographs. And the speciality of these photographs is that there is Bhagwan on one side talking to another Swami on the other side. I'm pretty sure majority of us have seen this particular photograph, and that was actually produced by Bhagwan in 1986, 22nd October to be precise. 22nd October. Trust me, the techniques of photoshopping never existed in those days, I'm sure. Brothers, all of you know this. And Swami, while we were thrilled and, you know, at this very miracle of, you know, Bhagwan creating this, we were all looking at it, and Swami got it all distributed to each one of us. And then Swami explained the significance of it. The day each one of you become gunatita, bhava varjita, and divya, that means divinity, the day you become attributeless, beyond these worldly feelings, end, the day you become divine, one of the pictures, one of the photos in that picture will become your picture. This is exactly Bhagavan said. And then I started imagining myself in the picture, and then I thought, oh my God, how it's going to be wonderful. Then Swami continued, Kani Anta Sulabham Kadu Bangaru. He was looking at me and he's saying this. Sadhana Chayali. Sadhyame Kani Sadhana Chayali. It is possible, it's not easy. You have to do sadhana, and that's how it is possible. Swami said this. Trust me, he is ready to give anything and everything to us the moment we pray, be it the worldly knowledge or the ultimate truths, like he has been doing. Brothers, we just have to offer ourselves and at his lotus feet and say, Swami, please make us your worthy instruments. Dandalaya Swami, Koti Dandalu. Sai Ram.
Dandalaya, Koti Dandalu, Sadagoti.
కన్నీరును కన్నీరుగా మాచే మానే ఉడవంట దండాలయ్యా దండాలయ్యా కోటి దండాలు శతకోటి దండాలు అండనుండే స్వామి వినీవని మాటొకటే చాలు ఈ మాటొకటే చాలు దండాలయ్యా దండాలయ్యా కోటి దండాలు శతకోటి దండాలు అండనుండే స్వామి వినీవని మాటొకటే చాలు ఈ మాటొకటే చాలు
Om Shri Sai Ram. I offer my most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet, continuing from where my previous speakers left. I would like to narrate a few more instances from a maze of experiences of having group interviews with Swami. Pretty lot of them, I would say, from the time I joined the institute, and particularly because I belong to the first batch of the MBA 86 to 88, as is well known, we had a record number of group interviews. And it was in 1984. Usually Swami likes to talk to the outgoing batches to give them benedictory blessings and advice, because it is not always possible for Swami to individually give attention to everybody. So he utilizes this kind of an occasion to address to all the students together. And those who did not get an opportunity to be close to him always like to see him closely, interact with him, hear him, and like to hover around him as closely as possible, because usually the interviews, group interviews, are pretty long, maybe 45 minutes to 1 hour or even longer. And 1 hour is a very good time to be spending closely with Swami, so all will be trying to hold on to Swami's feet, whatever little space is left of the feet, because there will be about 10-12 of the students vying for that little place to hold on to on the feet. And that's a wonderful experience. And usually Swami begins with no plan actually. He would start with saying, "Evana doubt lunte adagandi," ask if you have any doubts. And he likes to take spiritual questions particularly, because that is one thing he has come to actually give. The other mundane issues also he will address. And even personal issues also he attends to at the end, towards the end of the group interview. If somebody has something personal to ask, he will immediately give his decisions and blessings. So at the end of the interview during the BCom final year batch, he asked, "How many of you are there?" Then one or two of us said about 31 students. So immediately he waved his hand and produced 31 visiting cards with the Swami's image on it and an address and a signature of Swami. And he kept distributing to everybody. And he said, నన్ను ఎప్పుడు పాకెట్ లో పెట్టుకోండి, మర్చిపోకండి, హీ సెడ్ వెరీ స్వీట్లీ. ఆల్వేస్ కీప్ మీ ఇన్ యువర్ పాకెట్ అండ్ డు నాట్ ఫర్గెట్ మీ. అండ్ హీ వాజ్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూటింగ్ దోస్ కార్డ్స్ టు ఈచ్ వన్. యాజ్ హీ కేమ్ టువర్డ్స్ ది ఎండ్, వన్ బాయ్ విత్ అవుట్ స్ట్రెచ్డ్ హ్యాండ్స్ రిమైన్డ్ అండ్ హీ డిడ్ నాట్ రిసీవ్. స్వామి సెడ్, యూ సెడ్ 31, ఐ గేవ్ 31. You should have told me it is 32. What can I do now? And it ended with this. We forgot about it. On another occasion, actually, in an interview during my computers course time, Swami said, I do not know what it is to think. I do not plan. I do not form any committees. You people say you think, you worry. But I do not know what it is to think. For me, everything happens at the appropriate time in all its grandeur. I just have to be there at that moment and things unfold. So much so that even I do not plan to whom to give vibhuti. He said, I just walk along the darshan line. I reach a particular person. And my hand moves, I give vibhuti, and I move on. I do not even look back. So, he meant to say that there is nothing for us to really think and plan. Everything is preordained actually. Connecting to what Swami said, I do not think and plan, but things happen the way they are preordained. This boy who missed out getting that visiting card created by Swami, the very next day was actually a Sunday. And we all came for darshan, and Swami called a lot of other people for personal interviews in the morning session. And he picked this boy also. And inside the interview room, Swami created this card, single card for him, and said, you were destined to get this individual attention from me. And if I look back today, I know that boy. I remember why he would have got probably the individual attention from Swami. Because this boy, from his intermediate time, 2 years of intermediate and 3 years of degree, he was all through, right through doing, attending to these sick boys in the dispensary. And such a boy certainly deserves individual attention from Swami. It so happened that he got missed out only to get this special attention from Swami. And one more such interview, group interview we had during our hospital service time. One Swami called us all inside the bhajan hall, along with the administrators and the managers, only to find out if there are any problems. He asked, "Emaina problem unte cheppandi." Some of us started talking about the outpatient load. We said that the crowd is increasing a lot. Crowd management, patient management has been little difficult. Swami interrupted and said, "As far as the patient is concerned, leave it to me, for I know of each patient that walks into the hospital." He said, "You do your duty properly, the rest I will take care." During our MBA time, there was one course, The Great Indian Leaders, that had chapters on Mahatma Gandhi, Jawaharlal Nehru, Dadabhai Nauroji, Lokmanya Tilak, everybody. So once in the group interview, Swami said, "See, if you ask me, these political, social and other leaders are not your leaders. Your true leaders you should idolize should be Rama, and Krishna. Because for ages together, Rama and Krishna, no one needs to remind you of. They are installed in your hearts. And Rama lived and installed Dharma on this earth. Krishna lived and installed love and devotion. Because of Rama, you are able to distinguish between what is right and what is wrong, what is dharmic and what is adharmic. Because of Krishna, you are able to today worship the divine, adore the divine. And I would say, because of that, even we are able to recognize the divinity of Swami. And Swami had taken upon himself the task of individual transformation. To such a one who is the resident of our heart, how much more gratitude we have to offer. And once in the bhajan hall, he said to one student, "I will fill you with myself so much that you will have nothing else to think of." And that is what is happening to us today. Every little gesture of his, every little look, every little word is totally etched in our minds and in our hearts. We cannot become amanaskas, but thinking of the Lord is equivalent to being thoughtless, because that is what we are born for. Our source fount has been opened up for us by Swami. To such a one who is a resident of our hearts, any amount of gratitude will not be enough. To such a one, I offer my salutations. To the Antaranga Sai, the resident of our heart, the ruler of our hearts, it is to him that we owe our existence today. My salutations to him. Sai Ram.
I offer myself at Bhagwan's lotus feet. And as I heard these beautiful reminiscences of so many senior brothers, the odyssey of enlightening interviews during group interviews continues. My mind jumped back to my 12th class. We had got the news that Swami is going to give us class interview. So a million preparations started, and once we were inside, Swami was all for us. Any wish, he was only yes, yes, yes. So we had got watermelon cut pieces for Swami to partake. We had groundnuts for Swami in a bowl. We had cards. We had tender coconut water for Swami. And there'll be so many little wishes of little ones. Swami, sign my card. Swami, bless my handkerchief. Swami, bless this photo. Swami, chance to touch your feet. And Bhagwan is only yes, yes, yes. It was a shower of love. It was a bonanza of boons. And even as this cascade of grace was going on, I still very vividly remember that tiny stream of water on the walls. And we brought that to Bhagwan's attention. Swami, there is water. The pink walls of the interview room are wet. And Swami said, see, even the walls are not able to contain themselves. Having received so much from Swami, after we came back from the interview room, we thought we should do something for Swami. For Swami who gives us so freely, so much, unasked. For little effort, you cut the watermelon and he's so happy to partake, give you a Pad Namaskar, give you Vibhuti. What have you done really? And so we thought, what can we do for Swami? Brainstorming happened and we got this idea. So we are going to present to Swami two robes, one red, one yellow. Also two dhotis and curtains for Bhagwan's interview room. So it was all done and we sent it to Bhagwan's residence in a few days. And the day we sent this, that afternoon, frantic call. We were in the classes and the message comes, Bhagwan is already out in the darshan. Swami is waiting for 12th class boys. And I remember how we dashed. We ran like crazy. And we walked straight into the interview room. Swami was waiting. And as we settled down at his feet, the first question, hey, how much each one of you contributed? And obviously, we just kept quiet. Chappu, how much each one of you has put in? And we are like, Swami, it is out of our love, Swami. It is nothing, Swami. We love you, Swami. That is okay. How much have you spent? And Bhagwan was just not moving from that question. 15 minutes are over, such a precious time with Bhagwan in the interview room, and you know, we want to do many things. And Swami is just unrelenting. So finally, we were thinking, okay, how to just get the interview session going? At that point in time, Swami looked at the boy who was actually the mastermind of the entire initiative. He was the one who inspired us to do this activity. And Swami said, hey, tell how much. So that boy then revealed it was a tiny amount. And after Bhagwan heard that, Swami got up, went inside, and he came with a box of chocolates. Personally, he started giving that to each one of us. That done, he went again inside. Now he brought Parker pens. Again, personally, Parker pens to each one of us. And then Swami said, "Teeskondi." So all of us had the chance to touch his feet individually, take his blessings. And then Bhagwan again went into the interview room, and we were wondering, what did this, how much Swami you want to give? We have done nothing. And now Swami comes with an envelope in his hands, and he goes to one boy, takes out the currency note, places on that boy's palm, takes out another note, takes out the third note, takes out the fourth note. What we had given for Swami, he was giving us four times of the tiny little contribution that we had made. And he did that personally for every student. Can we ever do anything for this Lord, who always is filling us to the brim, as brother said, "I will fill you with so much that you will not have space to think about anything else." I was reminded of 1991, the super hospital was being constructed, and Swami had picked a few boys to be part of that mission. There were a few other boys who were also identified. They had got some indications that Swami was also going to place them in the hospital, but Swami had not given them any clear instructions. And days were going by, these boys were getting restless. The inauguration of the hospital happened, still Swami had not placed them, and now they were getting very anxious. Every time they got up during darshan time and asking Bhagwan for an interview, chance to speak to Bhagwan about their future, Swami would always say, "Wait, wait, wait." And this went on for days and weeks, and one fine afternoon, suddenly Swami called them, and as they rushed inside, the first question Swami asked is, "How many of you like coffee?" And so some boys raised their hand. The next question, "How many of you drink coffee?" Again, a few boys replied in affirmative, and there are some other boys thinking, "Swami, this is such a prized chance that we have got. We are worried about our life, we are worried about our future, talk about our jobs." But Swami's coffee queries continued, and Swami then asked, "After you drink coffee, what do you do to clean the cup?" So one of the boys said, "Swami, we would take it to the sink and clean it with soap." Swami said, "That is what you do, but I don't do that. What I do, I take the cup, I take it to the sink, I fill it to the brim with water, and then let it be for some time. So when I do that, what happens?" The boy said, "Swami, the stains soften, so later on it becomes easy to clean." Swami said, "Perfect. It seems that the cleaning of the cup will happen later, but actually you don't realize the cleaning process has already begun. All you have to do is at the right moment, at the right time, just one sweep and the cup will be clean." And Swami said, "This is what I do with each one of you. I fill your heart to the brim with my love, with my grace, with my benediction. And then, at the right time, one stroke, and you are clean. Dear brothers, is this not what our experience is? We are all here as members of the Sai Sanidhi, brimming with the love, grace, the opportunity that He has given all of us. And we know how Bhagwan at the right time does His master stroke, and we are uplifted. We feel so good. We feel so sublime. We feel so pure. We feel white. We are all wearing white. The salt is white. But the camphor also is white. The salt, for the salt, just adding a little bit to the taste, that is what is its might. But for the camphor is happy and satisfied only when it burns completely to shed warmth and light. For the camphor, it is its life's proud privilege to give itself away completely. It is its life's greatest joy to obliterate itself with no trace. It is its life's dream to just not exist and only give itself completely. That is the camphor's glorious right. And we, as members of the Sai Sanidhi, pray to Bhagwan, just like this camphor, let all our lives become a splendorous aarti for the Lord. Not only during the 86 years of Bhagwan's earthly sojourn, even when He came as Shirdi Sai, Bhagwan always stressed about Shraddha and Saburi, indomitable faith, unperturbed patience. Dear Swami, please bless us with that Shraddha, with that Saburi, so that we cultivate a heart that is redolent with Paripurna Sharanagati. Thank you, Swami.
बनती है तेरे दरबार में बिगड़ी हुई तकदीर बनती है तारीफ तेरी निकली है दिल से आई है लब पे बन के कवाली शिरडी वाले साई बाबा आया है तेरे दर पे सवाली
शिरडी वाले साई बाबा आया है तेरे दर पे सवाली
लपे दुआए आंखों में झोली खाली शिरडी वाले साई बाबा आया है तेरे दर पे सवाली आया है तेरे
ಸವಾಲಿ ಓ ಬಾಬಾ ಶಿರಡಿ ವಾಲೆ ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ ಆಯಾ ಹೇ ತೇರೆ ದರ್ಜೆ ಸವಾಲಿ
ಸಭೀ ತುಜಕೋ ಹೇ ಪ್ಯಾರೆ ಸುನೆ ಫರ್ಯಾದ ಸಬ್ಕಿ ತುಜೆ ಹೇ ಯಾದ ಸಬ್ಕಿ ಬಡಾಯಾ ಕೋಯಿ ಛೋಟಾ ನಹೀ ಮಾಯೂಸ್ ಲೋಟಾ ಅಮೀರೋ ಕಾ ಸಹಾರಾ ಗರೀಬೋ ಕಾ ಗುಜಾರಾ ತೇರಿ ರಹಮತ್ ಕಾ ಕಿಸ್ಸಾ ಬಯಾ ಹಮ್ ಸಬ್ ಕರೇ ಕ್ಯಾ ದೋ ದಿನ ಕಿ ದುನಿಯಾ ದುನಿಯಾ ಹೇ ಗುಲ್ಶನ್ ಸಬ್ ಫೂಲ ಕಾಟೆ ತು ಸಬ್ಕಾ ಮಾಲಿ
ಶಿರಡಿ ವಾಲೆ ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ ಆಯಾ ಹೇ ತೇರೆ ರಜೆ ಸವಾಲಿ
ಶಾನ ತುಜಮೇ ದಿಖೆ ಭಗವಾನ ತುಜಮೇ
ಖುದಾ ಕೀ ಶಾನ ತುಜಮೇ ದಿಖೆ ಭಗವಾನ ತುಜಮೇ
ತುಜೇ ಸಬ್ ಮಾನತೇ ಹೈ ತೇರಾ ಘರ್ ಜಾನತೇ ಹೈ ಚಲೇ ಆತೇ ಹೈ ದೌಡೇ ಜೋ ಖುಷ್ ಕಿಸ್ಮತ್ ಹೈ ಥೋಡೇ ಯೇ ಹರ್ ರಾಹೀ ಕೀ ಮಂಜಿಲ್ ಯೇ ಹರ್ ಕಶ್ತೀ ಕಾ ಸಾಹಿಲ್ ಜಿಸೇ ಸಬ್ ನೇ ನಿಕಾಲಾ ಉಸೇ ತೂನೇ ಸಂಭಾಲಾ
ಬೇರೆ
गजमुख गजमुख गणनाथा गजमुख गजमुख गणनाथा गुणशीला सुरमुनि वंदित गुणशीला गजमुख गजमुख गणनाथा गजमुख गजमुख गणनाथा सुर मुनि वंदित गुणशीला गजमुख गजमुख गणनाथा सुरमुनि वंदित गुणशीला गजमुख गजमुख
जहारे बोलो मावती बोलो गोविंद बोलो गोपाल बोलो शंभो शंकर दे शंकर
जगदीश भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा।